Today is Monday, October 18th, 2021, and this is Montana at Noon. I'm Josh Margolis, your Weather Command forecast. For the rest of your Monday, breezy and cooler, mostly cloudy with highs 60 to 65, north winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows around 30, north winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday, cooler and partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Patchy fog in the morning, highs around 50, east winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows around 25, east winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny in the morning, becoming partly cloudy, highs around 55, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Thursday and Thursday night, mostly clear, high 60 to 65, lows 30 to 35. Friday, partly cloudy, high 60 to 65. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, lows around 35. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 55 to 60. And Saturday night and Sunday, mostly cloudy, lows around 35, highs 55 to 60. The Havre Police Department reports that 23-year-old Xavier Clark of Havre is facing a pending negligent homicide charge, alleging that he fatally shot a 21-year-old male early Sunday morning. Hill County Sheriff and Coroner Jamie Ross says the victim has been identified as Dylan J. Murray of Havre. His body has been sent to the Montana State Crime Lab for an autopsy. A press release says Havre PD responded to a report of a gunshot inside a residence at 4 Saddleview Drive at 1:57 a.m. The reporting party advised that a male was shot and unresponsive. The victim was declared dead at the scene by police and emergency medical services. Clark is being held in the Hill County Detention Center without bond. Havre PD says that since the investigation is ongoing, no further details will be released at this time. The Havre Elks Lodge's annual blanket drive is underway. Elks Lodge Secretary Brandy Kurtz says everyone is welcome to drop off blankets, comforters, sheets, and any other kind of bedding at Western Trailer Sales.
We take everything from twin size to queen size, everywhere in between, we'll take king, whatever they want. We also do take tattered and torn blankets also, because we do donate those to the animal shelter and Paws and Chinook.
Kurt says they gave away around 150 blankets last year and are hoping to surpass that mark this year.
And I probably have 50 to 60 right now in storage. So if we could get at least another 100, that would be great.
Items will be distributed November 17th and December 15th at the Elks Lodge. For more information, contact Kurtz at 390-0091. The Great Northern Fairgrounds is getting ready to host a handful of events as Halloween approaches. Fair manager Frank English says a barbecue competition will begin at 5 p.m. Friday, October 29th.
And there's going to be three categories: beef brisket, pork ribs, and chicken wings. And then there'll be a people's choice, and you can do a $10 donation to get a plate. There should be about 5 to 7 judges for that, and they just have to be done cooking by 6 o'clock on Saturday.
On Saturday, October 30th, there will be a trunk or treat from 5 to 10 p.m. On both Friday and Saturday night, there will be a cash bar and live music. Other activities include the JC's Haunted House, an escape room, a scavenger hunt, and more. Those with questions can call 265-7121 or email greatnorthernfair@gmail.com. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality has issued a decision on the air quality permit and final environmental assessment for Montana Renewables, Inc., a proposed renewable diesel plant on the existing Calumet refinery property in Great Falls. The air quality permit analysis included the potential emissions from all equipment that will be operated at the renewable diesel plant to ensure the facility complies with the Clean Air Act of Montana. The proposed project would have a production capacity of approximately 15,000 barrels of biodiesel per day. The permit will become final October 26th unless the Board of Environmental Quality receives an appeal within the 15-day appeal period. The proposed project is located on private land. Construction is estimated to begin this fall and conclude by the end of 2022. Now taking a look at local COVID-19 updates, and there's been no updates since Friday, but we'll provide you those Friday updates. For Hill County, on Friday, they reported 21 new COVID cases and 18 recoveries. Total case count for Hill County, 3,137, 120 active, 14 hospitalized, 2,961 recoveries, 56 deaths. Over in Blaine County Friday, they reported 13 new COVID cases and 7 recoveries, with 2 new hospitalizations. Total case count for Blaine, 1,298, 95 active, 4 hospitalized, 1,178 recoveries, 25 deaths. Over in Phillips County on Friday, they reported 5 new COVID cases, 9 recoveries, and a hospitalization discharge. Total case count for Phillips, 729, 66 active, none hospitalized, 641 recoveries, 22 deaths. We did not receive COVID updates for Liberty or Shoto counties, but we'll make sure to keep you updated once they are provided. Turning to state news, and we've yet to receive that statewide COVID update for today, so we'll move on to other state news. The Ravalli Republic reports that the driver in a September crash that killed one and injured three children is facing a negligent homicide charge. The charging documents allege that Jared K. Canfield, 37, of Stevensville, was driving the Dodge Dakota and assaulting his partner while the couple's three children were in the vehicle. The vehicle was northbound on Montana Highway 203 and veered into the southbound lane before Canfield overcorrected. The vehicle traveled about 161 feet, rolled several times, landed on its roof, and collided with a tree. 31-year-old Jordan Teeple of Stevensville was killed in the crash, and the children, ages 7, 8, and 10, were injured. Canfield is also facing three felony counts of criminal endangerment and misdemeanor partner or family member assault. A grand opening was held on Saturday for Montana State University's new American Indian Hall. More than 1,000 people, including dignitaries from throughout the country, were at the event. The hall is 31,000 square feet and cost $20 million to build. Construction of the project, which was funded through gifts, began in 2019. The hall will open to classes in January, and the building will house MSU's Department of Native American Studies. The current American Indian Center is in the basement of Wilson Hall and is just over 1,000 square feet. It has been home to MSU's American Indian Studies for more than 40 years. A 17-year-old male from Moore was killed in a single-vehicle crash in Fergus County Sunday evening. The Montana Highway Patrol reports that the crash occurred at 8:30 p.m. when the teenager was driving a Subaru Outback northbound on Trout Creek Road near Moore. The driver failed to negotiate a 90-degree right-hand turn and continued straight through the T intersection with Sipple Road, left the roadway, and collided with an embankment. The Outback overturned and came to rest on the driver's side. The driver was the only occupant of the vehicle, and excessive speed is a suspected factor. It is not clear if he was wearing a seatbelt. The road was clear and dry. The finance manager for a Great Falls construction company admitted to fraud in a scheme in which she falsified invoices to steal more than $500,000 from a client for the construction of a residence. Lynn Babb Temple, 60, pleaded guilty Friday to wire fraud. Temple faces a maximum 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release. A plea agreement in the case calls for Temple to be responsible for complete restitution, estimated at nearly $520,000. The government alleged that Temple managed the finances of William Temple Construction, which entered into a contract to build a residence for a client. Beginning in May 2013, subcontractors submitted invoices directly to William Temple Construction. Temple provided the client invoices in which she had fraudulently inflated the amount of payment required. William Temple Construction received approximately $4.41 million from the client for the construction of the residence. The investigation determined that Temple falsified, altered, and inflated about 153 subcontractor invoices. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ryan G. Weldon is prosecuting the case, which was investigated by the FBI and the Great Falls Police Department. And now taking a look at wheat prices for today. Daily prices per bushel: Hill County winter wheat $7.20, spring wheat $9.16, Blaine County winter wheat $7.10, spring wheat $9.11. Liberty County winter wheat $7.25, spring wheat $9.16. Shoto County winter wheat $7.20, spring wheat $9.16. And Phillips County winter wheat $7.05, spring wheat $9.06. And now taking a look at funeral notices for today. John K. Johnson, 71, passed away due to natural causes at his Haver residence Friday, October 15th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, October 21st at Fifth Avenue Christian Church. Burial to follow in Highland Cemetery. Eric Thomas Burchett, 25, passed away in a motor vehicle accident Sunday morning, October 10th. Cremation has taken place and his memorial service will be 1 p.m. Saturday, October 23rd at the Geraldine School Gymnasium. Lowell Donovan, 83, went to his eternal home September 7th. His funeral service will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 23rd at St. Jude Thaddeus Catholic Church with Deacon Tim Maroney officiating. Memorial contributions in Lowell's honor can be made to the North Star High School Athletics Program. And that's going to do it for your Monday edition of Montana at Noon. I'm Josh Margolis. Thanks for listening, and remember, 7 days a week, we are your source for news and information. KOJM, KPQX, and HighlineToday.com. Have a great rest of your Monday. Stay safe out on the roads, and please continue to do your part to help flatten the curve.